Now, we've talked about racism. We've talked about the threats of the future. But somebody has seen this here firsthand over in Rotherham, the Rotherham 12. They've been facing a horrible ordeal at the hands of the South Yorkshire Police when they were arrested for beating up, being beaten up by fascists and standing up for themselves in Rotherham. So I'm really proud that we've got here Javed Sadiq from the Rotherham 12. Javed, you're really welcome.
Well, it's lovely to follow all these speakers, you know, so many diverse speakers from different backgrounds, men, women, young and not so young, to hear all the stories that they've done. As many people have talked about Trump, well, the history of racism is a lot longer, and in fact, while Clinton, while Obama were in power, the drones were going across and bombing in the Middle East, in Afghanistan, and in Pakistan. So whilst Trump is something special, it's a history that goes on. I want to talk about what happened here. What is the mindset that allows these people, as Trump is in power, the border guards are stopping people? Well, the same happened here. For 14 successive marches in Rotherham, the far right came, and colleagues from here opposed it, united against fascism, whatever. On the whole, the Asian community decided to be indignant and not get involved. Mohsin Ahmed was murdered. So the Asian community came out in dignity, wanted to show their respect. It's a very Muslim thing to immediately come out. Many of them just wanted to come out for 10 minutes to pay their respect. South Yorkshire Police decided to raise the threshold. What is that mindset that does that? It's racism and nothing else. At the moment, our names are being gathered for intelligence. Isn't that great? Well, in case you didn't get mine, mine is Javed Siddiqui, and I'm proud to be here. The Rotherham 12 displayed dignity and showed humanity that brought tears to my eyes. The jury of 12 men and women, just like you, from the first day could see they were innocent. The disclosures that were produced in court, I'm not allowed to talk about this or else I'll be locked up, but actually showed what fascists were there. Yeah, but they showed this, as I say, dignity and humanity. They were acquitted. The jury said after the first day, we knew that these men were innocent. These were men who stood up for their community. And that's what we've got to do, because self-defense is never an offense. It was a slogan that was in the Bradford 12, where Bradford 12 did the same thing. In fact, there was a Bradford 13. It was my wife that stood up. They decided not to arrest her. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to stand up to this. We've got to tell the police, this is our town. This is not the town of the far right. Well, I've got some bad news, which is, the far right are coming again on 25th of February in Rotherham. At the moment, the police are going to let them march. Well, we're going to show them that they can't come here. This is our town. The claim is they're coming because they're patriots. Because their people were arrested and they want to come to Rotherham to demonstrate against the police. Well, actually, I said to the police, it was in Sheffield that they had the justice meet out. Tell them to come here and we'll take them on. And we're not talking about taking them on. We'll really take them on. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, and I know with a great amount of solidarity supporting the Rotherham 12, we had a great result in court, but what an ordeal they had to go through, and it just shows how important it is that we stand together, shoulder to shoulder, fighting racism wherever we see it. And what we've seen today, and I'm so grateful so many of you have come today to this rally. We've got another great big rally going on in London at the moment. There's demonstrations across much of the world, and we need to make sure that the voice of ordinary, decent people is heard loud and clear at these very, very dark times that we're facing in the world today. Trump is the latest expression of that, and it's even more serious that the leader of the United States, the most powerful man in the world, is coming out with such disgraceful hatred and racism in his policies, and we need to stop that. But it's going on here in this country, it's going on in Europe, and we, whether you're a trade unionist, whether you're a blunter political party, whether you're part of a community organisation, or whether you're just an ordinary decent citizen, we stand together in solidarity with our Muslim and black brothers and sisters and fight for a fair, decent, equal society in which there is no hatred and no discrimination.